As coronavirus continues to spread, healthcare systems are developing ways to safely screen patients. Washington Regional is addressing the issue with new screening clinics and a hotline. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Washington Regional opened a coronavirus screening clinic in Fayetteville, as well as a drive-through screening clinic in Eureka Springs yesterday. During a press conference, Governor Asa Hutchinson praised President and CEO Larry Shackelford and his staff for their hard work.
You and your medical community here have been real leaders in terms of bringing testing closer and in a safe environment by having the standalone clinics. I just got off a conference call with the president and the vice president. Both were on the line. They were both urging these freestanding, standalone, off-site testing capacity, and it was nice to be able to know that you've already done this. We've already got this in Northwest Arkansas, which is safer for our healthcare workers as well as for the patients and giving them increased access.
At the physical clinic in Fayetteville, people who suspect they have symptoms of the virus will be evaluated to identify their risk factors, including history of fever and respiratory symptoms. Those that screen at risk for infection will have specimens obtained for further testing. They will then be asked to return home for self-quarantine until test results become available or as instructed by the Arkansas Department of Health. As patients enter the parking lot at the drive-through clinic in Eureka Springs, they too will be screened for virus symptoms such as fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Patients with symptoms will be given a mask and directed to park and will be screened in their vehicle. Larry Shackelford, president and CEO of Washington Regional, says Northwest Arkansas healthcare providers are doing their best to serve the community.
I think what you all have observed is what's been happening every day to my colleagues from Mercy, from Northwest. We're trying to work together every day to be sure that patients are taken care of. This is the business that we're in. We have dealt with other health issues. We do have a plan, and we're enacting that plan.
Additionally, Washington Regional has opened a coronavirus screening hotline, which will allow community members to complete a coronavirus screening by phone. The clinics and hotline are ways to help protect healthcare workers, which Secretary of Health Dr. Nate Smith says is important during this pandemic.
You've received some guidance about people who are sick calling ahead. We don't want to expose our healthcare workers unnecessarily. They're working very hard to try and evaluate and test individuals, and will continue to do that, in many cases, putting their health on the line and at risk. And I want to thank all of our healthcare workers here for the wonderful job they're doing and their partnership.
A vital part of that partnership is communication, which Dr. Cam Patterson, Chancellor of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, says is something officials plan to work on.
We're fortunate that we've not detected COVID-19 in Northwest Arkansas, but in our conversations with healthcare providers over the past few days, and including today, we realize that there are opportunities for more communication, looking at normalizing protocols for screening, looking at best practices for who to test and who not to test. And those conversations are going to continue to make sure that we keep this community as healthy as possible.
Washington Regional's Fayetteville Screening Clinic is located at 3318 North North Hills Boulevard and is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. The Eureka Springs Drive-Through Clinic, which is located at 146 Passion Play Road, Suite A, is open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the Coronavirus Screening Hotline is operational from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. You can reach that at 479-463-2055. Washington Regional is also continuously updating information about its response to the virus at its website, wregional.com/coronavirus. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.